waiting room.
We have a few people here. How many people here are going to be testifying or raise your hand for the Prosser School District action? Anyone? Are you here for the Prosser School District action? Okay, so we have a couple people here for the Prosser School District action. And then who plans to speak, raise your hand for the other action, the McCullough action? One, two, three, four. About four folks have raised their hands to speak for that. We okay. have three signed up that I'm aware of.
Okay.
And we are recording and we are streaming. So whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Ms. Brown. Good morning. I'm the Benton County Hearing Examiner. Today is March 18, 2022. It's 10 a.m. on Friday morning. We have two items on this morning's agenda. They're both conditional use permits. The first item I'll hear is CUP 2021-013. That's for the Wistrom Elementary School remodel and addition. Proposed by the Prosser School District number 116. It's on 12 acres at 10101 West Fauci Road. The second item that I will be hearing this morning is CUP 2022-001. This is a meat processing facility proposed by Mr. and Ms. McCullough. It would be located, as I understand it, within 1,080 square feet, which are attached to a 1,440 square foot accessory building. That proposal is located on 2.24 acres at 47921 South Fremont Street. So the order of procedure for both of these items will be as follows. I'll hear first from the planning department. The department will provide a summary of the proposal. Then the applicant will have an opportunity to address additional, provide additional information. And then we'll open this up for public comment. It doesn't sound like there are too many people commenting on this, so I don't plan to set strict time limits. Typically, public comment will be about 3 to 5 minutes per person. If it goes on too long, though, then I will curtail the public comment to keep the hearing moving. And then in terms of the concerns which are raised, the applicant will have an opportunity to address those. This proceeding is being conducted both in Zoom and in person, so participants can testify or provide comment on either proposal, either through the Zoom platform or in person. If there are any questions or concerns on the Zoom approach, which has worked pretty well the past couple of years, but if any questions or concerns, please identify those. And typically, just FYI, I'll keep the record open for at least a day when we have these Zoom proceedings, just in case there were any technical difficulties to address. Just to note, this is a quasi-judicial proceeding, and that just means somewhat formal with witnesses being sworn in and evidence admitted in the form of documents. Also, the appearance has to be, the proceeding must be fair in appearance, and in fact, I don't have any conflicts of interest with either matter that would preclude me from rendering a fair and impartial decision, but if there are any concerns on that, now is the time to raise those. With respect to the conditional use permit criteria that I assess, those are at 1150-040D in the Benton County Code. Just to summarize, it requires that I find that the proposal be compatible with neighboring uses, that it not cause material detriment to the public health, safety, and welfare, that pedestrian, vehicle, and traffic impacts are addressed, and that there are adequate services to support the proposals, and also that the proposal won't discourage development of permitted uses. With respect to the second CUP that I'll be hearing for the meat processing facility, there's some additional criteria that have to be met for business operation. Those are at 1111.060 sections W 1 through 12. There's a 12th criteria. And just to summarize, I won't go through all of them, but they're really designed to keep impacts akin to an accessory use. So there's a requirement that there at least be 2 acres of land to support the use, that one of the business proprietors reside on the site, that there would be no more than 4 non-resident employees, and all businesses have to be within 2,000 square feet of floor area inside a detached accessory building. And there's some other requirements. So those are detailed in the code, and I'm just paraphrasing those requirements. So in moving on to the record, I have received staff reports for both of the proposals. On the elementary school remodel, I have HEM 1.1 through HEM 1.18. HEM 1.18 just came in today. It may have been more for building permit review because it looks like those are technical documents, but all of those are admitted into the record. With regard to the meat processing facility, I received HEM 1.1 through 1.18. That includes a statement received today from Mr. Archer, along with a request to comment on the proposal. And then yesterday, a 1.16 was received. That was a petition from neighbors. And then 1.17, those were materials provided by Mark Stevenson. I've reviewed all of these materials, and all of them are admitted into the record. So with those preliminary remarks, I think we're ready to get started. Are there any procedural questions before we move to the planning department summary of the first proposal, the elementary school?
No.
Okay, all right. So we'll move to the planning department summary of the Wistram Elementary School remodel and addition. Who's presenting for the planning department this morning?
I am. Michelle.
Michelle, good morning. If you could state your name for the record.
Michelle Cook.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you.
Thanks. So, good morning.
Ms. Cook, as I noted, I identified the exhibits I've received. I've reviewed the staff report, and those are all admitted.
All right. Good morning. This is a proposal for conditional use permit 2021-013. It's a proposal by Architects West on behalf of the Prosser School District to remodel and modernize the existing Wistrand Elementary School and an expansion to the building to replace temporary portable units with permanent site-built classrooms. This project will encompass approximately 28,000 square feet and will include a new parking lot, parent drop-off lane, and a school bus loop. As stated earlier, the subject property is located on a 12-acre parcel just west of the intersection of Boise Road and Old Inland Empire Highway in the Wistrand area of unincorporated Benton County. The parcel is zoned Rural Lands 1-acre district. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division has not received any comments opposed to the proposal from reviewing agencies, and some comments of note which have been received include the Benton County Public Works Department, which requested the applicants to resubmit plans to be approved by the county engineer regarding the number and location of access approaches on the county road. The Benton Franklin Health District required the plan and specifications for the proposed kitchen to be approved by their office. And per this affiliated SEPA with the CUP application, the Benton Clean Air Agency required the contractor to perform a good faith survey to determine the presence of asbestos and a notification of demolition or renovation to be submitted to their office. With those comments and with planning staff review, planning staff is recommending approval of the conditional use permit subject to 14 findings of fact and the 6 conditions as listed in the staff report. If you have any questions, I can answer them. The applicants are in the audience, but I do not believe they wanted to speak. Yes.
Oh.
No.
Not much use. Yeah.
They don't. Unless you have questions for them, Susan, they're not.
Ms. Cook, I don't have questions for you. Just from the applicant, the only question I have for them, I just wanted to confirm that they did not have any concerns with the conditions that are outlined in the staff report. And if an applicant representative could come forward to the podium to answer that one question, that'd be helpful.
Yeah, one moment.
Hello, my name is Robert Schmidt. I'm with Architects West. In Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Let me swear you in real quick. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury? Under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And could you spell your last name, Mr. Schmidt?
Yes, S-C-H-M-I-D-T, Delta Tango.
Okay. Thank you. And Mr. Schmidt, so my question just was whether there were any concerns with the proposed conditions outlined in the staff report.
No, an updated set of drawings have been submitted Monday, especially regarding the three entrances. That was a 95% that we had submitted earlier to get on the docket as early as possible. So that has been addressed. the contractor has not been selected yet. We're going out for bid in approximately 3-4 weeks. Then we'll have a contractor. I did not see anything else that seemed to alarm us. I had not heard back from my civil engineer yet, but I don't think anything that seemed out of the ordinary.
Okay.
All right. And Susan, just as a follow-up, the planning staff understands that most of the conditions of approval will be met during the building permit process, so that'll be kind of phase two of after this conditional use permit.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it looks like it's more focused on that piece of the review process, so... Okay, I don't have any additional questions, Mr. Schmidt, unless there's anything else you wanted to add.
Nope, not at this time.
Okay. All right, thank you. Well, thank you. So at this point, we'll open this up for public comment. Is there anyone in the audience or online who wish to provide comment on this proposal?
I have no one raising their hand, and I have no one online that has made a request.
Okay. All right. Let the record reflect that there was no one who has indicated a wish to comment on this proposal. Just as noted, I don't know that it's necessary, but because we are on Zoom, I will keep the record open through close of business on Monday. Let's see, that would be today's the 18th, I believe. So 21st, Monday the 21st, 5 p.m. So anyone who had any comment may submit it by then. At this point, having reviewed the materials, I don't have any concerns with the project's ability to meet this UP criteria, but I will wait for the record to close before rendering a final decision. And then that decision is out within 10 business days of the close of the record, probably earlier on this one. Are there any questions before we proceed to the next item?
Doesn't look like it.
All right. Okay, so we will proceed to the second item on the agenda. And thank you all. Those of you who are here for the school proposal, you're certainly welcome to stay for this next item. But as we've completed your proposed CUP request for this morning, there's no requirement to do so. So as I mentioned on the Mr. Ms. McCullough's proposal for the meat processing facility, I have received the staff report and exhibits 1.1 through 1.18 and have reviewed those. Who's presenting from the planning department for this proposal?
Andrea. That's me, Andrea.
Oh, okay. If you could state your name again for the record.
Andrea Watts.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you.
Want me to get started?
Yeah, go ahead. You can.
Okay, perfect. This is an application for a proposed conditional use permit for 2022-001. The applicants, Caitlin and Sean McCullough, are proposing to operate a custom meat processing facility within a 1,080 square foot accessory building that is currently being constructed. As the business grows, there will be no more than 4 non-resident employees in total, and the business hours will be from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily throughout the year. There may be up to 3 vehicles marked to identify the business on site and will include a mobile slaughtering unit. The site is currently utilized for residential purposes and includes a single family dwelling and 3 existing accessory buildings. The property is approximately 2.24 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district zone and is in the Finley area of Benton County. The Planning Division has met all of our required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing of the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal by the reviewing agencies, and the following comments of note were received. The Benton Franklin Health District will require that the facility be served by an approved public water supply and have an on-site sewage system that is designed, permitted, and installed to treat the disposal of wastewater from this proposed operation, and thus will require permitting through the Washington Department of Ecology. Also, the Washington State Department of Agriculture commented that they will require the applicants to obtain a WSDA custom meat facility license from the WSDA prior to the operation of the business. Additionally, there was a petition signed by some of the surrounding property owners and submitted to the Planning Division opposing the meat processing facility. This signed petition is included in the hearings examiner packet, exhibit HEM 1.16. The planning staff is recommending the approval of the application subject to the suggested 13 findings of facts and 6 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I don't have questions for you. Is the applicant present?
Yes, they are.
Go ahead and start.
Good morning. If you could state your name for the record.
Sean McCullough.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. McCullough, did you have anything that you wanted to add to the planning department summary of your proposal?
No, just that we're on board with the health department. We've spoke with them on what we have to do. They didn't want to do nothing until we get the conditional use permit approved to do the drawings on the wastewater and whatnot. I know there's some concerns about the community well, and I spoke with April Brown about putting our own well in, and we're committed to do that if need be.
Okay. There were some public comments that came in. What I may do is hear from public comment first. Then I may have a few questions for you on that, on those comments that came in and the public concerns that may be raised during the public testimony portion of this proceeding.
Okay.
All right. Anything further at this time? Nope. Okay.
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, so at this point, we'll open this up for public comment. As I noted, I'm not going to set strict time limits, but if you can keep comments to about 3 to 5 minutes, and if they go on too far towards 6-7, then I'll curtail the comment as needed. So Ms. Brown, do you have a list that you would like to, in terms of individuals, to call first?
Mr. Stevenson, Mark Stevenson, was the first to request to testify, and he is here, so we'll let him go first.
Okay. All right. Mr. Stevenson, you'd like to come up to the podium?
Do you mind if I sit here? Can I sit here instead?
As long as we can capture sound, that's fine.
You should be all right, yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Stevenson, good morning. If you could state your name for the record.
Good morning, Mark Stevenson.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And I think you had provided some materials yesterday that's marked as exhibit HEM 1.17. I did take a look at those.
Yeah, those are attachments for my words, and I did not give you the words. I'll be prepared to give you a hard copy of that when we're done.
Yeah, if you could give that to Ms. Brown, and then she will forward it on to me.
Thank you. My wife tells me that my voice kind of goes down low sometimes, so if it does, please tell me. Yeah, I'll try to make it different.
I'll let you know, Mr. Stevenson.
Thank you. I'm going to just read what I have. My wife and I live at one of the four properties in Benton County, Short Platte 902. The four properties share a community well. The community well has a sanitation zone for that well that extends into each one of the four properties. You can see that in attachment one. It's that circle down there in the corner. A copy of the Short Platte 902 is attached. Again, that's what you have. My first item, approval to conduct this commercial meat prep packing related business in Short Platte 902 would provide a pathway to contaminate the domestic drinking water for these four properties. The community well is the only drinking water source for these properties. I'm a degreed chemical engineer. I believe the consequence of such a contamination makes the risk from a meat packing business too great. The water used from the community well is meant for residential use, not for commercial use. I'm not going to read the next item, but it had to do with sure my computer.
And Mr. Stevenson, if you have it in writing and submit it, I will review it after the hearing once I have it.
Perfect. It was just for you to let me know if you talk to any of the regulators. I'd like to be involved with that.
Yeah, so. No, I don't. That would be an ex parte contact, so I can't talk directly to offline with other parties on the proposal.
Perfect. Thanks. Attachment 2 is the well declaration of easement and interest in the well. It's for domestic water use only, and it says that, I think, in two different places. If this conditional use permit is approved, this will give the McCullough meatpacking operation license to think the use of domestic water from our community well is okay for their commercial use. There's no way a commercial meatpacking business is a domestic water use. As one of the four properties on the community well, I would not agree to have any of our community well used for commercial use. No processing business can operate without a water supply. Since the community well is for domestic use, a new well would be required by the applicant on the applicant's property for this use to provide their commercial water. The conditional use permit for this property should be denied. I don't agree to commercial use for our community well. Next item, a certificate of water right exists through the state of Washington for Benton County Short Plat 902. That's attachment 3. If the condition, and that's for the Department of Ecology in Washington. If the conditional use permit is approved, this will give the McCullough meatpacking operation again so that they will think that they're permitted to use water from our community well. That too is for domestic use, not for commercial and not for ag use. So this use would be non-compliant with that permit. That's a secondary groundwater permit where our well is allowed to be used during times when there's a drought. So I wouldn't want anything to occur that would make that put that in jeopardy. Benton County Code Enforcement Officer Dale Wilson made it clear in a previous communication that slaughtering for commercial purposes is not allowed on the property. This needs to be retained. If your approval allows this water use, it would create an enhanced chance of contamination. If your approval allows this water use, that would create an enhanced chance of contamination. I have not recently seen slaughtering occurring on the property. I have recently heard an occasional shooting from that property. I have heard secondhand about recent slaughtering occurring at that property. Anyone that makes that claim should communicate that to Officer Wilson. Ms. Watts, you forwarded me to him a few times, so. I just have one comment about 1111, the Benton County Code for this, and this is one where I don't think that this action complies with the spirit of 111101. It says, and there's some specific items I'm not going to get into that I don't think are exactly fitting with this. It says in the purpose section, the rural land 5 district RL5 is designed to, and I think I'm quoting this direct, is designed to enhance and preserve Benton County's rural character, which includes rural open space, low densities, wildlife habitat, public open space for outdoor recreation activities, and rural home sites on which a limited range of ag uses may be conducted. So I don't think a commercial meatpacking business fits into that. I don't think that's consistent with that. I have about 4 more items. The current well we have, and I know, Mr. McCullough, you said you'd consider putting in a new well. The current well we have, I think, is marginal for being able to supply an additional source. I think it would require something like a variable frequency drive. I'd recommend you do that if you do it well. They're much more efficient. This doesn't have it, and I think it would probably cost about $15,000 to upgrade our current well. So that's that item. We have a protective covenant which you have, and it applies to all. I confirmed yesterday with the title company that it applies to all four properties in this in Shore Plat 902. I'll just read it. What that says is it says it's for individual small acreage with high quality residents. And this is on page 2, second paragraph. It says this is to project the health, this is for the health, safety, welfare, security of monetary investments, and to further all things conducive to harmony and compatibility among neighbors. I think approval of this would be non-compliant with these protective covenants. The next item, I don't know if you're familiar with Waxham 173303. That's the dangerous waste regulations for the state of Washington. I would like to see some soils. I ask Benton County to do some soil sampling through the Department of Ecology there to see if there's contamination in the areas around where this activity is going to occur. And if someone wants to talk about WEX 173303 offline, I'm not real familiar with it, but I'm a little bit familiar with it. One thing that's done over in the state, in the other side of the state, and I understand you're from the other side of the state, Ms. Drummond, they have citizens advisory committees that are done for land use type things. I'd ask Benton County, I think there's a number of issues with this, and I would ask Benton County to consider doing that. What it ends up being, and my brother-in-law had to do this, he lives in Maple Valley, I think it was in King County when they did it. The applicants present items that need to be resolved to a citizens committee, and the citizens committee recommends, I think, directly to the county what you would do to mitigate those different things. I don't know if you've ever done that before, April, or anybody, but if you haven't, I think that probably was a valuable thing over there. And I think that I did have enough time to review before this, but we did not get this till March 7th, so it was a little bit tight. April, we're okay, I guess, but it meant compressing this. Thankfully, I'm retired, but it meant compressing this into a shorter time period, so that's okay.
Thank you, Mr. Stevenson. I did one quick question. I assume the sanitary zone area around the well, usually those are 100 feet. It looks like it is on the exhibit you provided. Is that correct?
That's correct, and it is 100 feet radius around the well. You can see it goes into all the corners of properties.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that. Usually that's the standard. But all right. Well, thank you for your testimony this morning. And then I'll review as well your written statement, which sounds like it parallels what you provided comment on.
Yeah, just the attachments to that. I wanted you to be able to see it so you wouldn't have to try to, get it faxed to you or something.
So. Mr. Stevenson, just to clarify on the record, the documents that you're talking about are the documents you provided to me yesterday?
Yes, okay. I think they're marked attached. But
yes, so they're all marked as exhibits. Yes.
I do already have those, and I did review those, but I'll take a closer look in light of your testimony this morning.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right.
Susan?
Yes, Ms. Brown.
If I may, can I just clarify one point regarding water?
Yes. Okay. And I'm just watching that.
Do you need to swear in?
Sorry. Yeah. You remain sworn in, so that's fine.
So as the county's point of contact for all things groundwater, I am familiar with ecology's rules and regulations around groundwater uses. And I just wanted to make a point of clarification is that if the McCullers do decide to drill their own well, They are exempt from Ecology's groundwater permit process for industrial and commercial uses up to 5,000 gallons per day, which would include this type of activity. So those are a different exemption from the typical domestic water withdrawals from a groundwater well. Now, a well could be used for both or multiple different types of activities. So the McCullas would be well within their Ecology limits of being able to pull 5,000 gallons a day from a well for commercial and industrial on top of their normal 5,000 gallons a day for residential uses as well.
Thank you for that clarification. Yeah, and I am familiar with that exemption language, so I'll take a look at that as well, though.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ms. Brown, do we have anyone else who would like to testify? Sounds like we do.
I believe Mr. Archer was our second person to sign up, and he's coming to the podium now.
Oh, okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. If you could state your name for the record.
Lee Archer.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Mr. Archer.
Any questions before I get started?
I do not at this point. So go ahead. You go ahead and proceed. Just to so FYI, there was a statement that you provided and that's been admitted.
Thank you. And I'd like to kind of come back to Mark's comment. I did not put it in the notice. I wish I had now. This is short notice to be able to respond to this request for conditional use permit. It brings up many items that need to be addressed and considered by not just the residents of the area, but I think also the county needs to do some deeper diving. As I listened to the proposal today, a couple things that came up, and I'll address the one right now. It's not in my submittal because I did not know about this new well option that is being addressed and the statement about being able to pull 5,000 gallons per day out of that well. Our area has a groundwater issue. In the last year, we've had three neighbors that have had to have their wells re-drilled to a deeper level to be able to maintain domestic water usage, which is well below 5,000 gallons per day. So that's a new item that needs to be added to the list. And I would think that the groundwater board, as well as any water right that would be associated with a commercial use, would need to address that. I do not believe you have the ability to provide that much water for commercial use in that area. And if you did, it would impact all the residents in the area, not just the ones that are within 300 feet of the McCullough's processing plant that they're proposing. With the groundwater, the other item that came up today that I was not aware of was the issue of being able to create an additional waste stream processing there, which I assume is some type of a septic system with a collection for fat. If you had another well and another septic system on that property, I think you run into an issue of not being able to have the right clearances, again, which addresses the safety that Mark addressed in his proposal about the distances between your wells and your waste stream. So I'd like to make sure those get admitted. My issues with this conditional use permit really hit three areas. Environmental impact, which we've talked about, and I think is fairly clear to everybody in this room, that we are concerned about the waste. We're concerned about the impact of that waste, the fat, the meat products, the bone particles that get into the environment and then attract the bugs, the rodents, and the scavengers. That is already happening, and it'll only get worse as we go forward. The other issue has to do with traffic. Yes, for employees for this site, that does not account all the additional customers that will be traveling to and fro of that property. That property has an easement for residential use. I'm not going to dive into the code and the details of that, but that easement was for a residential use, not for a commercial operation. It's also at the end of the road. So everybody in the neighborhood, not just the people that are within 300 feet, will deal with this additional traffic going to and from that piece of property. That is a significant impact to the community. Additionally, the property value of all our properties in that area will decrease with a commercial meatpacking operation going on. That's not only a loss to the community, it's a loss to the county. That's why we don't put meatpacking processing plants on residential land in communities on less than 5 acres. The county code that I read gives the option for conditional use permits, but I'm pretty sure the acceptable uses require that you have to have 5 acres. And I realize that's why we have this conditional use process. But because it's on such a small piece of property, and because it was a short plat, and because of the impact to all the neighbors, I would say that that's one of the reasons I oppose this, and the additional loss of value to the properties. That are my main comments. I've been very clear about how I feel about this meat processing plant. I've shared that with my neighbors, I've shared it with the McCulloughs, and I've shared it with you. Please take that into consideration, and I definitely oppose this operation of meat processing.
Thank you, Mr. Oh, I'm sorry, did I interrupt you?
No, I just want to make sure if you had any questions of me.
Oh, yeah. No, the only thing I wanted to know, my reading of the code under the, you know, the business regulations for a business operation in this zone is that it's a minimum 2 acres rather than 5. And so I'm not asking you that question right now, but if there's anything different, if I'm somehow misreading the code or something, I will be keeping the record open. So if you have anything to add on that, please do so.
Yeah, I think my comment, I do realize that, but I believe because this property was a short plat, I thought that changes the way you look at the code. I will dive a little deeper. Again, okay. Very short notice for this hearing, and I wish you'd have given us more time to prepare.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Archer. And as noted earlier, I will keep the record open on this. I haven't decided the date yet, but it will be longer than the earlier proposal for the school district. So,
thank you.
All right. Anything else? Ms. Brown, do we have anyone else who would like to comment?
I don't have anyone online that I'm aware of, but I'm looking for hands in the audience, and I do have one. Go ahead and come on up to the podium and state your name for Ms. Drummond.
Brett Knapp.
Morning. If you could state your name for the record.
Brett Knapp.
Right. Can you spell that, please?
K-N-A-P-P.
K-M-A-P-P?
November.
K-N-A-P-P, did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you.
Basically, this proposal supports the agricultural nature of the zoning of the property. The federal government has announced $500 million to promote meat processing in the country. The reason for this is recently demonstrated by the pandemic and the problems in the industries that caused. Benton County lost one processor due to fire, you know, for those in the local area, you're familiar, that was in Prosser itself. There was already a shortage of processing facilities before that loss. Several other processors in the area have indicated they'll be leaving the business in the next few years. This leaves small farmers and ranchers with little choice of location to have meat processed, affecting their operations. And, you know, given the current zoning and that there's nothing that prevents an individual business from doing the exact same type of operation that's being proposed at that site. So I think this is good for the county. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Knapp. Right. Ms. Brown, anyone else in the audience?
Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Yes, I have one more.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Archer said he'd like to come back up. So Mr. Archer is going to come back up.
Okay. Usually I don't allow too much of this, but because our list is not too long, I'll allow that.
You'll be sure. I just want to make a comment. I think that was a great statement. And without a doubt, there's definitely federal dollars out there for that. The difference is the meat processing plant that was in Prosser was in a commercial zone. It wasn't at the end of a neighborhood. So I don't disagree with the statements about the need. I disagree about the location of where it should be at.
Thank you, Mr. Archer. All right. And Ms. Brown, you said there was another individual who wished to step up to the podium and provide comment.
Nope, it doesn't look like we have anyone else. Oh, okay. if you have a short comment to add. Okay, Mr. Stevenson would like to come back up as well.
Okay, yeah, keep it very. Usually, I don't allow this. I'm providing a little leeway this morning, but yeah, go ahead, Mr. Stevenson.
Thank you. It just
and you both
no
have,
mention.
You remained under oath. I'm not re-swear. I didn't re-swear
yes,
either one of you in.
I am. No mention was made of that petition. Did you? Does somebody want to read that?
I did receive it. I did review it, and it is in the record. Yes.
So it's
exhibit 1.16.
Yeah, and just so everybody hears it, I guess, the area is very small. Proper containment of animal waste and blood has not been addressed. Currently, any spills go to the ground. This is not my petition. I'm just reading it. Area currently being used up is uphill from the domestic wellhead protection area. No provision has been made to prevent waste runoff. And the last point is access to the area is one small, single, wide driveway shared and maintained by multiple residents. I don't use that road, but one of the other houses, that's their exclusive way to get into their house. So that's all I have then.
Thank you for that clarification.
So 12 people in the area signed that. So
I have it as a matter of record. So
thank you.
Yeah. All right. Was there anyone else that wanted to speak, Ms. Brown?
I don't see anybody raising their hand. I don't believe so, no.
Okay. All right. Let the record reflect that there is no one else in the audience or online who wished to provide public comment today. So at this point, we'll turn this back to the applicant to address the public concerns raised, which are also reflected in the written comment. I had concerns about the well, both in terms of water quality as well as water quantity. There were concerns about the management of animal waste. There were questions about traffic impacts, maybe not so much for the employees, but for customers of the business. And there were also concerns about the size of the parcel, which I believe is 2.2 acres. And then, of course, as well, there was a comment raised about concerns raised about property values in the area. So if you can address those comments, Mr. McCullough, that would be helpful.
Okay, so starting with the runoff or wastewater, it's approximately 600 feet from the community well. So we don't believe that's going to be an issue, and neither does the health department. Like I said, we're willing to put our own well in so we don't take from the neighbors, which we've spoke with the health department on. And we can maintain our 100 feet radius that we have to be to comply with all regulations there. The traffic, it's a county road. I get that we're at the end, but it's our driveway and one other neighbor's driveway, and we maintain the driveway. So I don't really see that being much of an issue.
Clarification, in terms of customers, how often would you anticipate those trips? Do you have kind of a figure on that?
We put 2 to 4 on our paperwork. We figure 2 to 4 customers per day. And as we stated, it's going to be me and my wife running the business to start. And if we grow, we may have up to 4 employees.
Okay.
Only Monday through Saturday, also not 7 days a week.
Okay. What are the hours of operation on that?
7 to 6, I believe, or 7 to 5 we put down.
Okay. So could you give me a little bit of detail on kind of how the slaughtering process works in terms of managing the waste and so forth?
So we don't plan on slaughtering at our house. We just plan on cutting and wrapping the already slaughtered animals.
Okay. So the animal, the carcass, if you will, I don't know the correct terminology, would come to your property and then come into the building. All
yes.
The work would be performed inside the building. So it would run out through the drains, correct? So not onto soil on the property.
Yes, there's floor drains in the shops.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the customer, by word customers, these are individuals who've already slaughtered the animal. They bring it to you to essentially to butcher.
I slaughter them at their property, and then I bring them to my facility to process them.
Okay. And so by the 2 to 4 customers, so if you, is it the meat, then do you bring the meat back? I'm just trying to understand the logistics of how the operation
works. So we'll cut and wrap it, freeze it, and then we're actually in the process of figuring out a way to deliver with, like I say, all those grants that are out there, applying for those so we can deliver also to cut back on the traffic for the neighbors.
Okay. So is it sold, do you provide it back to the original customer that you have the meat from, or are you selling it to others?
No, it's strictly going back. We're not going to retail.
Okay. All right. Okay. I think I have an understanding of how this works. And just again, to clarify, all of the butchering and so forth, all of the activity takes place within, I think it's 1,100 square feet or something within that accessory 1,000, building.
1,080, yes.
Okay. Okay, I think that answers my clarifying questions. Do you have anything? I guess the other sounds. I mean, you wouldn't have much. I mean, if all the activity takes place within the building, you wouldn't have noise or those sort of impacts or anything like that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. I think those are all my questions. I will be keeping the record open. If you can, and I'll add, this is open for citizens as well to elaborate on their comments. I think it would be helpful if you can kind of go through those comments and provide some written detail on that. That would be useful.
Okay.
So, Susan, I do have one clarifying question for the applicant, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. McCullough, is your butchering season, are there seasons to it? Do you have busy seasons?
It's busier in the fall and winter than spring and summer.
Would you say, what kind of volume would you be looking at in those seasons versus the other two seasons?
We plan on bringing 3 to 5 animals a day during the busy season.
And during the off-peak seasons?
You know, 5 to 10, 15 animals a week, maybe. It slows down in the summer.
So it slows down considerably in those off seasons.
Okay. And Mr. McCullough, maybe if you could add that to your comment, that would be helpful for me as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mr. McCullough. I do not have any further questions for you. Okay. Anything further from the planning department?
No. Not at this time.
Okay. All right. So I had mentioned earlier that I would be keeping the record open, and this is for citizens who have commented. And of course, if the department has any further clarifications, that's fine. And then also for the applicant to address the identified concerns. So today's Friday, March 18th. Just there are a couple comments that from citizens who felt they need a little bit more time to prepare comments. So I'm thinking keeping this open through Friday, March 25th, close of business, 5 p.m. Those comments should go to the planning department, probably care of Ms. Brown, and then she'll forward those on to me. And if comments can kind of focus on kind of how the facility actually operates, the more detail in terms of how something is actually run, those facts are useful to me. And then again, I'll review those facts in conjunction with both the CUP criteria, as well as the criteria that are applicable to small accessory businesses as I mentioned earlier, there are 12 criteria that an applicant must meet. So, and then a decision from me will be out within 10 business days of the close of the record. Oh, and I should mention, I don't always do a site visit. But I will be doing one on this particular site. And so I don't contact, when I do a site visit, I don't enter the property and I don't contact anyone. I just drive around the property to get, it's not evidence, but it helps provide context for the evidence. So I did want to, let people know that I'll be doing that. So I think that's it. Are there any procedural questions, from anyone before we adjourn?
No.
Okay. All right. And Ms. Brown, is there anything else I need to address this morning before we close?
No, we're good.
Okay. All right. Thank you all for your participation this morning. We are adjourned.